more of your top local news with Jim Kent.
Jerry, the Roanoke County School Board says...
Many of you know the name Jim Kent from his time here at WFIR, but there's so much more to the story. Jim grew up in Ashland, Virginia, and graduated from Virginia Commonwealth University. His journey in broadcasting began in Richmond at radio stations WRVA and WRNL. From there, it was on to television stations in Lynchburg, Portsmouth, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In 1977, Jim moved to Roanoke to anchor the 6 o'clock news at WDBJ-7.
That's our 6 o'clock report. Join Keith Humphrey tonight at 11 o'clock and have a good evening.
Through the years, Jim moved up the ranks at WDBJ and ultimately became news director. Senior reporter at the station, Joe DeShiel, worked with Jim for nearly 30 years.
Along with a lot of other people, Jim Kent helped to lay a strong foundation that we still rely on today, and we still feel his influence in the newsroom. And Jim has also had a major impact on the careers of many journalists, some like myself who've stayed here at WDBJ-7 and others who've gone on to work in newsrooms across the country.
In January of 2008, Jim was hired here at WFIR. Station owner Leonard Wheeler.
For Jim to come to WFIR was really, I guess, an expertise and experience and strength that I didn't envision we would necessarily have the luxury to have. So I feel very blessed to have had his leadership with the station and his integrity protecting the station and the guidance he's been.
As many reflect on Jim's career, it's important to note that he's been at the anchor desk or in the newsroom for some of the state and country's biggest events. Historic elections.
Reagan is leading with 13 of 27 precincts.
The flood of 85, 9/11, and the Virginia Tech shootings. Thousands of stories. Countless awards. And when he signs off the air later today,
Jim Kent, WFIR News.
It'll mark the end of an era in broadcasting. Timothy Martin, WFIR News.